শঙ্করম শঙ্করাচার্যম কেশবং বদরায়ণম সূত্রভাষ্যকৃত বন্দে ভগবন্ত পুনঃপুনঃ ওম স্থাপকায় চ ধর্মস্য সর্বধর্মস্বরূপিণে অবতার বরিষ্ঠ রামকৃষ্ণতে নমঃ। আই স্যালুট শঙ্কর অ্যান্ড ব্যাস দ্য কম্পোজার অফ দিস সূত্র অ্যান্ড ভাষ্য দ্য গ্রেট বেদান্তিক টিচার্স। আই বাউ ডাউন টু শ্রী রামকৃষ্ণ হু ইজ দ্য রিলিজন পার্সনিফাইড হু রিকনসাইল্ড দ্য টু পজিশনস অফ দ্য গড উইথ ফর্ম অ্যান্ড উইদাউট ফর্ম টু দেম মাই রিপিটেড স্যালুটেশন ওম শান্তি শান্তি শান্তি। দ্য টপিক টুডে ইজ টেন স্পিরিচুয়াল ডিসিপ্লিনস of Vedanta. Every year 10, 10, 10, so I also said, let us have 10. Of course, to make it 10, some other things I shall push into another to make it 10. Otherwise, it may go to 20, you see. By disciplines, practices and disciplines. Many people don't like the word discipline, but discipline is discipline. You should do it. Not merely by chance, it is a custom I've inherited from my family, from my religion. There is more practice what we do. But when it becomes a system, and regularly if you do it, that may be called as a discipline. So it could be, both the terms could be used. But I wanted to make it rigorous so that you don't think, oh, if you like, I shall do. If I don't like, I don't do. It is the method. Now, the strict Advaita system, there is only one reality, Brahman, infinite existence. Now, Shankaracharya says, to realize that condition, you must have four disciplines. First, viveka. Viveka means discrimination. What is real, what is not real. What is permanently real, what is not permanently real. What is temporary, and what is abiding. So this is called viveka. In normal life, this viveka is useful in normal life also. When you want to decide something, what shall I do? What shall I do? You discriminate pros and cons and then decide. So this is called viveka or vichara. Because vivekananda, from that it comes, discrimination. Second is called vairagya, that is dispassion. I have decided this is the right thing, so I shall do it. The other things I shall discard. That is called vairagya. The third item, Shankara said, there are six virtues, qualities to make you fit. Those are, each one is really a great virtue. Yama, niyama, then titiksha, samadhana, and muksha, and shraddha. So different items. You must have some sort of a physical cleanliness, mental cleanliness, there will be items there for that. And then you must have faith. You approach finding out the truth. You go with the faith, not with the doubt, that this is possible. Then you must have capacity of forbearance of pain and pleasure. Pleasure doesn't require forbearance, what pain needs, so titiksha. Then Shraddha Samadhana. Samadhana means concentrating the mind. Ishvara Pranadhana sometimes it is called. And Shraddha, as I said, the faith and calmness of the mind, that is the idea. Now after these six, fourth one is called Mumuksha. Intense desire for liberation. Shankaraji says, if you have got that only qualification, that is enough. Other things will be added. Now if a man that feels that I am bound, then only he will like to get out of it. But if you don't feel you are bound, you are all right. Like a fish which goes through the mud along with the net, he thinks he is secure. That is the example of Ramakrishna for what is called Baddha Jiva, the entity which is bound. So, to be free, intense desire for liberation is there. And that, if you have got intense desire, other things will automatically drop out, your weaknesses will drop out, your concentration will come. If you know that God alone is true, other things are ephemeral, naturally the mind will be drawn to the something which is abiding, something permanent. But sometimes we know it, but cannot follow it. So they said, you must have control over your senses. Swami Abhidhananda in one place says, what is in spiritual life? Self-knowledge and self-control. Self-knowledge tells about your nature. You are not the body, you are not the mind, but you are the spirit. You are not this, you are not this, you are not this. That is self-knowledge. What is self-control? In spite of all my strong desire to do something, my senses draw me this side, my mind draws me that side. So self-control is necessary. So say you will sit for meditation, you close your eyes. Why? Because if the eyes are open, somebody is walking, somebody is moving, everything will draw your attention. So you close your eyes. Of course, even if you close your eyes, mind will be thinking those things. But there will be mental training. So senses means by the five senses we experience the world through the five senses, ear, nose, throat, etc. So that is the strict Advaita system. And of course you meditate on your real nature. But meditation has a lower stage. According to Jnani, is nothing to meditate. I know this is the wall. Why should I say, I am the wall, I am the wall? I am the self, I know. Of course, Vidyaranya was a major philosopher of Vedanta, was the prime minister of Vijayanagara Empire, the largest Hindu empire in those days, in Andhra area, southern area. He founded that. He was the prime minister, but founded that. He and his brother. He later took sannyas, that was the Indian style. You retire from things. And if you are very particular, you took even sannyas. So, and became the pontiff of Sringeri. He wrote, a jnani can engage himself in day-to-day work, ordinary work, or even rajakarya, royal work, which is problematic. Running administration is always problematic. That you can engage, a jnani can engage. But when you engage yourself in worldly things, mental disturbance will come. Anxiety will come. These fellows are quarreling, that is how to handle them, like that. He requires meditation. Otherwise, jnani need not have meditation. At meditation, he'll say, remember his real nature, which may take 1 or 2 minutes for him, because he knows it. It's like seeing a puzzle. A tiger said, see, the boy searches, found it. Next time you ask, immediately he shows it. He did not search anymore. Similarly, the man, jnani, who knows, he doesn't take time to recover his balance. But he says he requires meditation. But meditation is for the devotees. The more of they can think of God, the better for them. As much as I can think of the Lord, he'll manifest himself more and more. Or in the dualistic language, God enters into you. The more you think, he enters more into you. But that is a purely dualistic thought. Then let us go to the another level of Vedanta. There are two levels of Vedanta. One, normally it is understood as the absolutistic Vedanta, Advaita Vedanta, non-dualistic Vedanta, which believes there is only one substance. Even that you cannot describe because you have no mind to describe it. So what is there. That will be the real decision. At one time, we used to translate it as monism. Now, even now we do it. Monism means oneness. With the moment you say one, you presuppose two. So they said, no, we just state. This is the state, that's all. Don't try to identify. The moment you identify, you relativize it. Anyhow, so the second layer of Vedanta is theistic Vedanta. Great major philosophers often don't want to give this status. Of philosophy to dualistic Vedanta, Madhva and other people. But they accept Ramanuja's position. The reality is one, God. God must have a body, the summation of all bodies. He must have a soul, the summation of all souls. That is his position. The oneness is the real idea. So he is accepted as one of the philosophical Vedanta, but theistic. But how does normal spiritual life start? As you live the life, a time comes to your mind, what is the purpose of life? Is there anything after death? I love that one, he died yesterday. He was talking, today he's not there. Where has he gone? So Vivekananda says, as long as there will be death in the world, people will think. And think means philosophy will come. Buddha, it is said, he said, there are 20 questions you cannot answer. Don't bother about them. What are the questions? Is there a God? Is there a life after death? How does he look? How do he is that? These are insoluble questions. Don't ask these things. You are in trouble, so go into removing the trouble. Gave the analogy of a young man pierced by an arrow. His friends go to relieve him. He says, wait. Who has thrown the arrow to me? Is it my friend or my enemy? This arrow made of what? How it was made? Does he ask all these questions or remove the arrow? So you are already in trouble, so don't bother about where from it came, what happened. You just look after this. For that, I have a remedy. So he said, you have to write thinking, write this, that. You have to do it. Anyhow, so first is the desire comes to know. What is the meaning of this? I have lived 30, 35 years. By that time, as a young man, you ask what you want. Oh, I want to have a good result. Then a good job. Then a good wife. Then, of course, vice versa nowadays. Then children, good children, social position, recognized in the society. All these have happened by the time you are 40, to some extent. You have got the taste of all of them. Then you ask what next. That is the time where this questioning starts, it is called. Questioning starts. Average man, when he's in trouble, he thinks of God. If I'm not trouble, I don't bother. And other people also, I am not in trouble, but a little more is better. You see? I've got money, but a little more money is still better. That is the idea. So for these two reasons, people go to God. But Krishna says they're devotees because they come to God. They could be nihilists, they could be atheists, but still they turn to the higher power behind the universe, God. So these two, I want to know about the truth. To whom do I go? I go to the specialist. I want to learn music, I shall go to a musician, not to the football field. Everyone has its own domain. So I go to the holy company. Sri Ramakrishna, if you open the Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna, whenever devotees asked, Swami Maharaj or Sir, what is our way out? I have holy company, sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sadhu. What will the holy man do? He will evoke the dormant spirituality in you. Everybody has spirituality, but it waits for the time to manifest itself. So, these are the two preliminary things. Not yet, I have not yet gone to discipline. These are the two. First, desire to know. Second, association with special people to know. Then comes my 10 items of discipline. So, out of those people, you go to a special people whom you call the guru. I can go to books, nowadays everything is available. I may go to the individuals, everything is available. But still, personalized, personal touch gives a special understanding. When these evangelists were being caught for this trouble, that trouble, big evangelists, they're nothing but actors. If they act, the whole world can hear them. So at that time, a speculation was there. There will be no days of village pastors and others. In every village, there is somebody who is not as expert as these people. So this professional die out. But it didn't die out because personal contact people like it. Book can give you encouragement, but that is not enough. Personalized relationship is much more valuable. Anyhow, similarly here, a person is necessary. So like Hare Krishna group, they have only one mantra, which they loudly chant and sing and dance. But still you must hear from another person, another devotee, though everybody knows the mantra. They loudly repeat it. Still you must know from another person. The idea is the blessings of the evil saint, evil holy man, evil devotee helps you in spiritual understanding. So you have got a guru. And of course, for the time being, they'll say, follow one guru. Don't go on tasting here, there, everywhere. Hold on to one. And what does guru do? He gives you a mantra. The major thing that he teaches you a method of meditation, but more important, a mantra. Mantra is a spiritual name of God. Spiritual name of normally God. If you're an Advaitic, another type of mantras are there. So a mantra is given to you. Mantra is about whom? About deities, gods and goddesses. The mantras are against the particular personalized type of divinity. Often they are called Ishta, what I have chosen. Different deities are there, I choose one. I like Krishna, I like Krishna. Rama, Rama. But not everyone, you see. One, you are hold on to one. Though you can salute everybody, that is all right. Anyhow, so mantra has a power of its own. word has one type of power. How? Our Prabhupada and Ishan would, how to know God, they have given an interesting example. If you say war like mood will come to you. If you say peace like mood will come to you. So here also, if you tell a mantra is a name. Word has got an effect. If you tell, how do you do my friend? And how do you do a rascal? What do you do? The two words have got two effects. So the said word has its own effect. So mantra is a holy word repeated by other saints, holy men, devotees for a long time. So they acquire special power. Mantra acquires more power if it comes to a succession of teachers. Guru gives power to the mantra extra. Source Guru gives the mantra, say Ramakrishna. His disciple will carry it. Swami Mahapurushma was once asked, Maharaj, shall I take initiation from Holy Mother, the spiritual consort of Sri Ramakrishna, or Sri Brahmananda, the spiritual son of Ramakrishna? Whom shall I take from? He said, is in the roof, water has fallen, there rain, and there are two mouths, one lion mouth, one tiger mouth. It is the same water. He did not make any distinction between the two, you see? Because it is source, strength is coming through the mantra or through the name. And the more, if the in-between guru is powerful, he injects a little extra power. Next generation, another extra power. Even if in-between four or five do not have it, still the original thing is still there. It is like a fire. One fire is kindled from another fire. The fire continues, whether the fire is burning dimly or brightly. Still it will catch fire, that idea. So that is mantra. Sometimes people say, I don't have devotion, what I should? If you have devotion, more result. If you have no devotion, still there will be some result. For two reasons, one for discipline and another for habit. That gradually your habit will form, mind will be attuned to it, and then you'll find out the meaning also. Devotion will develop. As you go on thinking of God, your firmness increases. Another saying so is, when you think of God, obstacles are removed. What are the obstacles? Today I felt lazy. Tomorrow I felt dull. Or today I need not do it. Or mind is lazy. Body is lazy. Mind is lazy. But if every day you do, my body and mind knows that this fellow will make me work. So let it better they cooperate. You see? Similarly, friends will know this is not the time to phone. Children will know this is not the time to make noise. Of course, they will have to teach them anything. That means these are called the obstacles are removed. As a result, your steadfastness increases. You hold on to it. As a result, a time comes, you develop a taste. You cannot go to a boy, go and play. He likes to play. You may have to goad him to go to study, which is a discipline, which doesn't want to do it, you see. So when the taste comes, you are free from disciplines. But you are so much saturated in discipline, even if you want, you cannot break it. As Sri Ramakrishna says, an expert dancer never gives a false step, takes a false step. Always will be there. Mantra. Mantra is of a deity. There are varieties of objects available for mantra. you choose one. Normally the guru chooses in consultation with you modern days. With previously they used to count, study the horoscope, astrology and astronomy together. This time you are born, this is the time. Even name was fixed that way. Mantra was fixed that way. But that custom died out long ago. In some rare cases they may do it. With the rise of the bhakti schools, Middle Ages, they said, no, my God is enough, my Krishna is enough, my Shiva is enough, my mother is enough. So why should I go to different people, give me this, give me this? Huh? Oh, mother, I want money, Lakshmi. Oh, mother, I want wisdom, Saraswati. Oh, Lord, I want troubles to go, all that Ganesha. Like that, you see. I want health, Hanuman. Like that. Different gods are there. He says, my God represents everybody. They are emanations of my God. That is Vedantic position. But they systematized this and standardized it. Say education. You have got one person you can adjust to his needs according to his moods and this and that you talk. But when you have to teach 1 million people, you can't give so much scope to everybody. You see? That's why they say parents can do to some extent because they are only dealing with one or two children nowadays. So they can try to shape. But when a system arises, education system, they standardize it. Of course, education is one type of brainwashing, is it not? The society says this is good, you will have to accept this is good. This is called brainwashing. But because it is the majority of the people who support it, it is not brainwashing, it is normal. If you go out of the normal people, majority, then it is abnormal. That is why it is called abnormal. Either you are a genius or you are abnormal. So these are the two. Geniuses you will have to prove later by dramatic result and all that. And see how they standardized it. The one God we should give and come in. Even in a Ramakrishna circle, Ramakrishna accepted God in every religion. Varieties of Hindu Buddhistic deities he had experience. In early days, our Swamis also gave all types of mantras. But nowadays, Ramakrishna is a very popular institution in India. Thousands of people come. One of our Swamis who died, he had 150,000 disciples. Now how can, at a time probably 10,000, 5,000, 20,000, how can give individually, what is his time? Different deities. At one time they tried to have different deities, different days. Now more or less they are standardizing. I still give because I'm the old school. But by and large they are standardized. You take Ramakrishna. Even Holy Mother time, Holy Mother gave Kali Mantra but asked him to meditate on Ramakrishna. So for some people it will be a conflict. But she would say no. Ramakrishna is Mother Kali. Mother Kali is in Ramakrishna. That we harmonized. Anyhow, so standardization. Mantra Deva, God. Now what do you do with the mantra? You repeat round and round and round. Somebody in Holland asked Swami Yatishwaranda, one of our Swamis, who was in America also, considered to be a very highly evolved Swami. In Ramakrishna circle, you don't publicize this. Is it? Normally don't tell about the experiences, this, that. For two reasons. If you tell too much, you may not have it later too much. And among devotees, there may be competition. Whose guru is bigger, whose guru is there? Or somebody said, oh, I dreamt this. Somebody said, you dreamt three deities, I dreamt four deities. So like that competition will start, they said, don't. Tell your dreams. Don't tell these things. that is our circle. Though there is a defective side, many people think that they don't have any realization. So one of our Swamis wrote to our general body that we should, at least a few people must agree that they have the realization and show their, always it is not physically visible unless you are susceptible to it. You cannot recognize a person unless you have that quality. Anyhow, so you do japa. Among a real saint should not have had a cough, you see. But anyhow, we are compromised saints, you see. Anyhow, so after repeating, there is the easiest spiritual practice. Why? You don't need anything. External things you don't need. Anywhere you can do. Whether you are pure, impure, anytime you can do. Though purity will give a mood, a little atmosphere will give a mood, a little flower, a little fruit, a little this. Anyhow, so japa is done. But while doing japa, you have to think about the deity also. That is called dhyana. Dhyana means concentratedly thinking of a form of God normally. But there may be a sound system, another system. There are different systems are there. The popular one is to visualize a form of God. And if you are an Advaitin, you visualize a vast sky or a vast ocean representing the oneness. So you do dhyana, concentration, japa, repetition of the mantra. Then more effective is called puja, worship. Worship. Worship means with fruits, flowers, this, that. You like to handle a little good perfume, give to the Lord perfume. You want a little good food, offer the Lord. God will not take away anything. You will get back everything. But tell the Lord it is for you. Somehow they connect it. Whatever you take, the Shaktas even offer meat, which many people say, oh, you should not. But anyhow, they will eat it. The entire Southeast Asia is Buddhist. They believe in ahimsa. But most of them take meat also. But they don't cut it. That's for that butchers are there. I am not cutting. I am non-violent. What I am eating has no life. So like that human society has a little hypocrisy there always. Or normalness. It is not possible to be absolutely pure. Some compromise. Compromise from the standpoint of the ideal, but it's normal, natural. That is the idea. So puja, one advantage is 2 hours you can do the puja without filling the time, because in puja they have dovetailed chanting of the name, stotras, reading hymns. They can even add a little singing and varieties of items offering, cleaning, controlling the body movements, this, that. A puja. I had one man from Bangalore came. He was in this country, in Bechtel. El Krishna, how long you meditate? No, we are businessmen, we can't meditate. He was the president of the Chamber of Commerce, you see. We are businessmen, we can't meditate. Whenever a quiet plan goes on, business plan. Then what do you do? I do puja. 2 hours I spend in puja. We do not meditate even 1 hour. 2 hours, yes, chanting these varieties. And those 2 hours he doesn't remember the world. Things around God is there. So puja is more effective for many people. Puja. But we have introduced very shortened type of puja. The modern man doesn't want too much occupation. too much of compulsion. Every day I have to give half an hour, it's too much. So we shorten these things, simple like that. But according to your temperament, you can increase the temperament, time, and other things are there. How far I have come? Guru, then Guru gives a mantra. Mantra is of a deity. A deity, you have, meditate on the deity, repeat his name, do puja to him. So only five more are there. And then, see, I have got 20. So I am to tell 10 out of them, so that you remember. Everywhere 10 commandments, 10 this, 10 that, like that, see? Next can be brought in prayer. While doing japa or meditation, we pray also. And prayer can be done independently also. Prayer is unburdening. Prayer, first point is unburdening. When you are highly in emotional state, at that time you pour yourself, you are suffering this thing, that thing. You always cannot tell a human being. He may squeal, you see. Gurus, they trust and sometimes try to tell. But all people, even that gurus, don't want to hear too much, you see. Then he will be affected, you see. Many people ask us, if we hear the suffering of people, don't you feel bad? I told in the beginning, 1 or 2 days we'd feel bad. Then gradually analyze and get hardened also, I think, natural. And I know this is the way of life. Because that is the way of life, that's why we escaped, you see. The monastery, this, that we escape because to avoid that type of problem. Anyhow, so people, prayer is first unburdening to God, and prayer often people understand asking for something. When I first came, one woman came to see me. I tried to project the idea that you can think of God for his own sake. I could not convince her, why should I think of God if I don't want anything? In normal life also, you don't go to anybody unless you want something from him. I remember when I came to America. After that I went back to India. And of course we salute everybody en masse, whoever is senior. After that I was not going to our big buses. You see, we are posted by them, you see. They are big buses. So, and you cannot canvass for yourself. See, you are a monk, you cannot ask for anything. Anyhow, so I would not go to them. But I would go to ordinary sadhus, whom I think is good sadhu, but harmless, or no big position. So I was telling like this to one of our elderly swamis, Gopesh Maharaj. Maharaj, I go to these swamis, those swamis. Because you don't want anything. You're so sharp. You don't go to them because you don't want anything. If you wanted, then how do you do Maharaj? How do you do and all that? You see? As normal people do. You see? In our Delhi, one Swami was very famous. The top officials used to come to see his lecture. Now, if the big boss of the office comes, Deputy Secretary, Assistant Secretary, all of them came. Not for the lecture, but for associating with the sir, I want to see you one day, like that. Casually meeting it, you see? So somebody explains, so don't feel bad if nobody comes to you. Anyhow, so expectation is often there. But otherwise, for God, she told, no, unless I want, why should I pray? I could not put across the idea. Anyhow, so the idea is, at least part of the time, you don't ask for anything. Only spiritual things. I always advise people, once a day, don't ask for worldly things. Only spiritual things. At that time, you can ask for other things because you are full of desires here. So you cannot control, you'll have to do it. Especially when you are ill, sick. Sometimes, Lord, why you put me in trouble? That means every wish is a prayer, you know, in one sense. Every wish is a prayer. Anyhow, so prayer. Now, puja is an elaborate thing. So nowadays, we are popularizing more mental worship. Same items are what if I want to give flowers. To pluck flowers, bring flowers, good flowers are not available, this thing, that thing. So mentally, give the best flowers available. No money, easy. So all the roses, all the lotuses, all this. Swami Akhandananda describes in one. Every day, one day, you offer flowers. 108 flowers is, 108 is a holy number. 108 you do. We had a holy man in Trivandrum in 50s. We give heavy lectures, professorial lecture or inspiring lectures. He did only a havan. Flowers, everybody gets 108 flowers. Chant and give mantra. And you are drawing more people than us, you see? More people than us. So different people, different things appeal to them. Appeal to them, different things. So mentally you think, that is of the yajnas. If you read Brihadaranyaka and other, Ashwamedha sacrifice. Ashwamedha is hot sacrifice. Elaborate system was there. But then as you grow older, who will do all these things to get things? So they brought in this simplified mental worship. Gradually, Brihadaranyaka and others, you meditate on that I am doing this, I am doing this, I am doing this, like that. So it is mental worship. Now, two are thinking type. One is keeping up the thought of the Lord in the mind. It is a discipline, or more than discipline, is a thought. There are some physical activity or some particular activity is necessary. That's why you are slightly distinguishing thought, mental position, smarana and manana. When you cannot do all these formal things, just keep awareness of God. Every now and then think of Him. Every now and then repeat His name. And that, or if you are a Jnani, you need not do anything unless you are in trouble. So, that way. So that is called remembrance. Another thing as a daily practice of calmness, serenity. That whatever provocation comes, I will not succumb. Even if I succumb, I shall recover as quickly as possible. As quickly as somebody has fallen sick, I may feel bad. But I shall recover. The Lord is there to look after. Or like that, some philosophy I bring in. So the Shanto Ayavami Atma, the nature of the persistent nature of man, the Atman, is shanta, calm. The method of getting peace of mind is to remain calm. Sometimes people say, oh, I have no peace of mind. Why? I am peaceless. Don't be peaceless, that's all. The easiest method, don't be. What you think is bad, don't be. Telling is easier, it's not easy to do, which is true, but that practice is necessary. Practice is necessary. Practice and conviction. So the another point can be earned. Last word in devotional method is surrender, it is called. How calmness can come? When you surrender, the Lord does what is best for me, I won't complain. Whatever God does for my best, but that though I don't understand it now, but still I have a faith and depend on Him. So these are the methods of keeping oneself calm, serene. And in the calm mind only, spiritual experiences come. Spiritual experiences come. So what I have told, smarana, remembering every now and then. If you don't do too much formal things like puja, this, that, at least remember every now and then. If you know that I am surrendered to the Lord, Lord will look after me, and believe that He will look after you, why should you be anxious? Why? And you need not do anything also. Why should I do all the time? That idea. The disciplines are done for bringing the habit and bringing this nature, making it nature. If you take an item every day, you like it. If you like a person every day, afterwards you like it, like him. Sometimes in all situation, I don't like that person, but I belong to his family. I cannot avoid him also. So every day you think, I like him, I like him, I give a little tea. I'll give a little tea, a little sweet, how do you do? Talk sweetly. Of course it is, somebody may say it is hypocrisy. It is not hypocrisy, it's good manners, not hypocrisy. But you can, anything can be interpreted in two ways. If you want to say it is hypocrisy, it is hypocrisy. But this is good, good hypocrisy, you see? There is a Greek philosopher who said, hypocrisy is a homage paid by vice to virtue. Vice knows virtue is good, so he poses that he is a virtuous man. He poses. So hypocrisy is a tribute, or what word I used. Is a homage paid to the vice, praised by vice to virtue. So it is not all bad. Society depends on that. If every time if you express your emotions, your world will be a terrible place. You see? At one time when psychology was being popularized last century, they said, express yourselves. Now at the age of 3, I was angry with my mother. So go on. Are you going to give and blow your mother? No. Blow a pillow or something. So that was the theory, you see. Now in day-to-day life, if you express your anger of the time, world will be a pandemonium. It will be hell. So then I read in one of the psychology books, when you are like this, go and dig the earth. Now that is according to the teachings of the saints. Not to take it on another person, but go and dig the earth. The anger will go that side. That said, the man who popularized jogging, he said, if you are mentally disturbed, jog around the block, you'll be all right. Because your blood chemistry will change, and he thought there is a prescription. There is a prescription for mental difficulties and all that. So now let me sum up. Those who write, you can write. I have told first Advaita Vedanta discipline, Shankara, Viveka Churamani and other books will get it. Viveka, Vairagya, six qualities and Mumuksha. Then in normal life, how do you get aware of the spiritual life? A vague feeling comes that there must be meaning in life. With death, everything is not finished. My loved one died today. There must be somewhere something. Then I go to holy campaign. With this preparation, then I go. They said, do some sadhana, spiritual practice. So I go to a guru. Guru gives me a mantra. Mantra is of a deity. I meditate on him. And then, meditate means concentration and thought. Then I do repetition of his name, japa. And I pray now and then. unburdening prayer. Then more elaborate is puja. Puja, for a longer time you can do it. Then I ought to put holy reading. Every day you should read some holy. Let me push it in. Along with dhyana, you have to, some holy books you must read. That keeps up your life. See, spiritual life should be done with enthusiasm. I could not include. That will be the next 10. Enthusiasm, you must, doing exercise like this, that won't do. That is how the dumbbell was invented. You give pain, there only more mind there. It is the brain that develops the muscle, that physical culture is said. So you must have enthusiasm, and you must increase your conviction by thinking and studying and discussing, of course, that what I am doing is the right thing, is the good thing, is good for me. As somebody says, no, no, you do that one, that will better result. But you will have to stick on to one thing, otherwise you will get tossed about. So you must convince yourself, protect a wall as it were. That is the idea. Anyhow, then keep a thought of God and surrender, practice and calmness. Dhyana will give you calmness. But calmness as a separate discipline is better. Then you don't confuse anything. Oh, I meditate, I don't see God. You told me my retreat on Ramakrishna or Krishna or somebody, but my visualization capacity is not good. I can't visualize. An artist probably can visualize better. All right, you can't visualize. Think that the presence is there, divine presence. Lord sits in my heart. I did not see him, but feel that he is there. I may think of a light or in front, all around, that way. Feeling of the presence, if I cannot concentrate on a particular form. The whole thing is just to keep the mind around God. God means spiritual things, the right idea. So I have completed 10 items, and I could, another subsidiary 10 I could be. Enthusiasm, conviction, then regularity, steadfastness, developing taste. If you go on doing this, after a moment we'll like it, then no more discipline, you're free. So taste. Then many people ask, shall I fast or not? It is a religious custom to fast. But modern people need not fast. They anyhow they fast. Any girl after 15, they have gone fasting rest of the life, you see. After 15 they eat. But after that, one girl I saw 30 pounds she lost. Can you imagine? 30 pounds, you see. So only make it, I fast for Lord. I observe Saturday and Tuesday, Holy to Mother, or Friday in some areas like that. Some other. You want to go on pilgrimage, which is good. Because more physical, people go for hiking. Instead of hiking, go in the name of the Lord hiking. There, Vivekananda went to the Kanyakumari swimming. Shankaracharya went to that hill. I go. Thousands of other people have gone, but I am interested because Shankaracharya went there. This is called pilgrimage. You remember the Lord a little extra. A little, you go to Vrindavan, at every stage you will find something reminding you of the spiritual. It is called Leela. Leela. Leela means the sport divine. What he did. He went there, he went there, he did this, he did that. So pilgrimage is a part of spiritual life. And pilgrimage is ordinary. Traveling can be spiritualized by bringing God in the picture. You see. you go somewhere according to the interest you see. One of our Swamis came here. Everybody is interested in religious places. And we make them interested in Disneyland. But he was interested in museum because he organized museum in Bangalore. He said, I'm not interested in anybody, even Vivekananda. I want museum. So he went to our museum. According to your taste, you search. Oh, that town has nobody there. That means nobody of my persuasion is there. You see, that's the idea. Anyhow, then Sri Ram Swami says, service to people. I ought to put it with one of the ten. Because Vivekananda said, service is as much beneficial as meditation. Meditation makes it gradually unselfish, less self-possession. Service makes it quicker. Unselfish service makes it quicker. But you want quietness of mind, better to combine the two. Otherwise, he says, worship. Work is worship. But to reach that stage, through two stages, say, work and worship, then work as worship, and third stage, work itself becomes worship. That idea. The work for the sake of other, unselfish work. Selfish work, everybody does. Even there you can bring in God and do it. That idea. When Brahmananda was asked, sir, can I meditate? Where should I meditate? In your heart. Can I meditate here, there? Yes. There is a meditate anywhere. As long as you meditate, it's all right. Meditate means think of God, not concentration. Concentration is neutral. Meditation is more spiritual, that idea. All right. I have talked enough. As I said, Abhinanda said that two positions, self-knowledge to know about the nature and self-mastery, sense control, so that you can keep your senses under control, then only you will be dragged away by the senses. Thank you. The main thing you have to do it, that is all practical things. What you have to do. Normally talk the philosophy. I have got another day for philosophy. Again, 10 principles. Yeah, all right.